Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome into our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, two new players, and I use the term players correctly. They're people that have not been on Conducting Conversations before. We have Marsha Layden here. Welcome, Marsha.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Nice to have you with us. And we have Joan Dillon back. Welcome, Joan.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Nice to have you here. And the reason you're both here is because you represent the Bakker Playhouse, and that's a group that we've not had on here before. And Joan, you're the president of Bakker Playhouse, located in beautiful downtown Providence, right?
Right. We're on Benefit Street, 400 Benefit. Actually, the Playhouse is the Bakker Playhouse. The group is called the Players of Providence, or the Players.
Okay, well, we're going to have to stop right here because I wanted just the Bakker people involved, so you'll have to leave.
Oh, all right. I'll be outside.
Be waiting outside. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Basically, it's a very old group. It was a club. It still sort of is a club. The building itself was built in 1844. It was a church. It was St. Stephen's Episcopal Church at one time. And it went through many iterations. And in 1930, Henry Barker's foundation, he died in 1929. I don't think he jumped out of a window or anything because he left money. They bought the building and converted it to a theater. And it's been the player's home ever since. We have just renovated it. It being an old building, historic building, it wasn't ADA accessible. It didn't have wide staircases. You took your life in your hands walking down the staircase. So what we did was we got an architect and grants from RISCA and the Champlin Foundation, and we renovated first the lobby and the staircase, which is now nice and wide, and we put in an ADA-compliant restroom upstairs because there wasn't one, and we put in a ramp. And last summer, we did the downstairs area where there is a smaller theater. We call it the Green Room. And we redid the lobby. We put a ramp in. We put in another ADA-compliant restroom. And now we are way more open to the community because when it was founded, it was a club, and everything was a club in those days.
Absolutely,
you know,
the
Athenaeum, the art club, etc. So it was.
I'm involved with a few of those at my own place, with the Chopin Club and the Chaminade Club and Schubert Club.
And, exactly, right. Exactly. And you know, people used to dress up formally for opening night, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And those days have obviously gone by a long time ago.
They have gone by, and I want to get back to those, but I want to find out a little bit about Marsha. First off, you're producing the current show that's in here, and mm-hmm. you're a past president and an actress, and the current show that's going on.
The current show is Over the River and Through the Woods.
All right, and that's done now, right?
No, this is one more weekend.
Okay.
Well, the last show will be this Sunday.
All right.
And I play an Italian grandmother, which is wonderful.
How you doing?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing great.
And right now I'm talking with my hands.
Of course.
I'm sorry that we
the cameras are picking you up.
Well, there it is.
We have hidden cameras in the studio here. Well, let's find out a little bit about your background. You always been involved with theater, or is this?
I was a teacher for 30 years in West Warwick.
Okay.
And when I started teaching...
Does that mean you were in theater?
Well, I missed the stage when I started teaching.
Okay.
I was in the Rhode Island College dance troupe, and I missed practice, and I missed waiting and in the wings and going on and performing, even though I was performing every day for my sixth grade students.
There you go.
But I decided that I would do something to get me back on the stage. So when Warwick Players started, I was given my first role.
Wow.
I had never acted before in my life.
And you made so much money from that.
I was
tired.
They reviewed the play, and I was given one line, one sentence. Marsha Layden was the saddest thing on the stage.
Wow.
Oh, well, and a month and a half later, after I stopped crying, I decided I think if I worked at it, I could be good.
Yeah, well, sad could be good.
And so I did work at it. I worked mm-hmm. very hard, and I've been working since the early 70s. And now here I am at Players, and this is my home.
Excellent. All right, well, a little bit about that. And Joan, back to you a little bit. Is your background have anything to do with theater, or just a lover of the arts?
Well, I am a lover of the arts, but both of my degrees are in theater. I have a bachelor's degree in theater history and a master's degree from San Francisco State University. And my diploma is signed, by the way, by Ronald Reagan, because he was governor at that time, which gives you an idea how old I am.
That's very cool.
And that was in theater arts as well. And, of course, I never expected to make a living at it. I mean, I knew better than that. And so I came back and taught for a while. I taught theater at Bristol for about 7 years. And then I decided I wanted to deal with grown-ups, and so I left Bristol and went into business. But I never lost the love for theater, so I started with Barrington Players, a group that's no longer around. I acted, I directed, I do a lot of directing, mostly. I've worked with Second Story, Pawtucket, mm-hmm. and mostly these days with the Players. It's a wonderful opportunity because everything is in one building. A lot of groups have to rehearse elsewhere and then come into the building.
Right.
And, you know, 3 weeks before mm-hmm. and try to get all the set done and everything. We are lucky in that we have a home.
Yes.
Right.
And that home is busy.
All right. Well, let's get to part of that busy part because mm-hmm. I wanted to tell everyone that the show that we're mainly here to talk about is a funny thing that happened on the way to the deli counter.
Which is very close. A funny thing happened on the way to the forum.
Oh, yes. I knew it was something like that. And we have a song from that, and then we'll listen to that and come back and find out more. But what song do you have for us first?
The first song that we're going to hear today is one that you immediately think of when you think of forum, and that is Comedy Tonight.
Playgoers, I bid you welcome. The theater is a temple, and we are here to worship the gods of comedy and tragedy. Tonight, I am pleased to announce a comedy. We shall employ every device we know in our desire to divert you. Something familiar, something peculiar, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something appealing, something appalling, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Nothing with kings, nothing with crowns. Bring on the lovers, liars, and clowns. old situations, new complications, nothing portentous or polite. Tragedy tomorrow, comedy tonight. Something convulsive,
ah!
Something repulsive,
yeah!
Something for everyone,
a comedy tonight.
Something aesthetic,
something frenetic,
something for everyone,
a comedy tonight. Nothing with gods, nothing with fate.
Weighty affairs will just have to wait.
Nothing that's formal,
nothing that's normal.
No recitations to recite.
Open up the curtains. Comedy tonight. Something erratic, something dramatic, something for everyone,
a
comedy tonight. Frenzy and frolic, strictly symbolic, something for everyone,
a
comedy tonight. Something for everybody.
Comedy tonight.
Nothing that's grim.
Nothing that's Greek.
She plays Medea later this week.
Stunning surprises.
Cunning disguises.
Hundreds of actors out of sorts.
Pantaloons and tunics.
Courtesans and eunuchs.
Funerals and chases.
Baritones and basses.
Handerers.
Philanderers.
Cupidity.
Timidity. Mistakes.
Fakes.
Rhymes, rhymes.
Tumblers, grumblers, bumblers, fumblers. No royal curse. No Trojan horse.
Now that we're in the mood listening to that great music, I'm sure people are wondering, how can they get tickets to see this great production? And when is it going to run? When is the production running? What's the dates, first off? While you're looking that up, because I know that Masha is now moving her hands about like the Italian grandmother going, hey, you didn't tell me you were going to ask me that.
Oh, no.
But you have it?
I do.
Okay, what is it?
It's going to be May 10th through the 19th, and we go Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
Now, on Fridays and Saturdays, the curtain time is at 7:30.
Just so you know, the 10th through the 19th is more than 3 days, and you said Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Well, two weekends.
Oh, there you go. See how you're explaining that now?
Oh, my goodness.
All right. So the two weekends that are in between.
Two weekends. All right. From the 10th to the 19th.
I get it now.
And curtain time, 7:30 on Fridays and Saturdays. And then 2 o'clock is our matinee performance on Sundays.
All right. And how can they get tickets?
Well, we have a website. It's playersri.org. We also have an email address. It's players1909@gmail.com. The 1909, by the way, was when Players started.
Aha. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Same year as the Lincoln Penny.
That's good. I didn't know that. And the phone number is 401-273-0590. And just call and make reservations. You'll talk to a very nice man named Bill Applegate, who is our general manager.
All right. Operators are standing by. Call before
exactly.
midnight and get a salad master.
He never sleeps.
Okay. And let's get to another piece of music for this segment.
Okay. And the next one is Everybody Ought to Have a Maid.
I think so, too.
Yes, absolutely. Definitely.
We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Maids like me, I'm neat. I like maids, they're neat. Something no household should be without. Everybody ought to have a maid.
Everybody ought to have a maid.
Everybody ought to have a working girl. Everybody ought to have a lurking girl to put around the house. Everybody ought to have a maid.
Everybody ought to have a maid.
Everybody ought to have a menial, consistently congenial, and quieter than a mouse. Oh, oh, wouldn't she be delicious, tidying up the dishes, neat as a pin. Oh, oh, wouldn't she be delightful, sweeping out, sleeping in. Everybody ought to have a maid.
Everybody ought to have a maid.
Someone who you hire when you're short of help, to offer you the sort of help you never get from a spouse. Fluttering up the stairway, shuttering up the windows, cluttering up the bedroom, buttering up the master, puttering all around the house. Oh, 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 wouldn't she be delicious, tidying up the dishes, neat as a pin. Oh, oh, wouldn't she be delightful, sweeping out, sleeping in. Everybody ought to have a maid.
Everybody ought to have a maid.
Someone who, when fetching you your slipper, will be winsome as a whippoorwill and graceful as a grouse. Skittering down the hallway, flittering through the parlor, tittering in the pantry, littering up the bedroom, twittering all around the house.
A maid?
A maid.
A maid.
A maid.
Everybody ought to have a maid. Everybody ought to have a serving girl, a loyal and unswerving girl, who's quieter than a mouse. Oh, oh,
think of her at the dustbin, especially when she's just been traipsing about.
Oh, oh, well, wouldn't she be delightful,
living in, giving out.
Everybody ought to have a maid, daintily collecting bits of paper and strings, appealing in her apron strings, and graceful as a grouse.
Pattering through the attic,
chattering in the cellar,
cluttering in the kitchen,
fluttering in the bedroom,
fluttering all around the house. The house. The house. The house.
A maid?
A maid.
A maid.
A maid.
Everybody ought to have a maid. Someone who's efficient and reliable, obedient and pliable, and quieter than a mouse. Oh, oh, wouldn't she be so nimble, fiddling with a thimble, mending a gown. Oh, oh, wouldn't she be delightful,
cleaning up,
leaning down.
Oops. Everybody ought to have a maid. Someone who'll be busy as a bumblebee, and even if you grumble, be as graceful as a grouse.
wriggling in the anteroom,
jiggling in the dining room,
giggling in the living room,
wiggling in the other rooms,
pottering all around
the house. The house. The house. The house.
Barker Playhouse on Benefit Street in Providence is the subject of tonight's program, in particular their next event coming up, which is A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. And two lovely ladies are here with me tonight. I'm Mike Mano, and both Marsha and Joan, representing the Playhouse, are telling us everything we want to know about the Playhouse itself, the club, as if you will, and some of the things that go on there. I know earlier we mentioned a website and a phone number that people could go to if they wanted to get information about what goes on there. But you have a rather interesting thing you're doing this year in a package deal for tickets, right?
Yes.
Who wants to speak to that a little bit?
Joan, you're on.
Basically, if you come to the last show, funny thing happened on the way to the forum, and you join at that point, you will get your ticket money back, basically, because we will charge you the $85 membership fee, but you will get that show in addition to five shows next year.
Five.
We
For
do five.
$85?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It's the best deal.
It's one of the best bargains around.
Well, I should check that out. I think Joan is, you know.
And
oh, no, she's one of those theater people. She might be smoking something. Or,
oh,
no.
$85. Not good with numbers. What?
That's a great
$85
deal.
$85.
But wait, there's more.
There's
yes.
more?
There's more.
And
call
we
before
do,
midnight tonight.
Oh, because we're a partying bunch. We do three big parties a year. We do the president's reception, which is formal, which gives you a chance to wear a tux or a gown or whatever, or not. And we do
so
a
So I have my choice, a tux or a gown.
Yes, that's right. Correct. And we would not mind.
No, I'm sure it's
We've seen
before.
Everything.
Yes, we have.
Sure have.
The winter party in February, just to kind of, it's kind of a keg party to chase the blues away. And the studio party at the end of the year in June, which wraps up the season. Basically, we do a skit involving all five plays. And over the past few years, we've actually had raffles and auctions. And we usually have a dinner at that one.
Wow. All right. Well,
and in
a
between,
lot for your money.
Yes. And in between, we have a green room committee that uses the smaller stage downstairs. And they do classes. They do. They just did a cabaret.
The cabaret, which was fabulous.
And
fabulous.
Fabulous. Mm-hmm. And they do original works, readings. It's a very, very busy building. Wow. It really
that
is.
That is all included in your membership.
Yes.
Wow, that is a great deal. Well, I didn't expect there to be that much explanation. So, now let's get to another piece of music about A Funny Thing Happened to the Way of the Forum. This one is called Pretty Little Picture. Is that correct?
Yes, Pretty Little Picture.
And what's that about? Do you know? Have any idea?
This is a description by the main slave, who is known as Pseudolus, and he is describing to Hero what he's going to be able to see. All these little vignettes make a pretty little picture.
All right, here we go.
In the time of this, it's a boat gently dipping its bow, trim and tidy and built to float. Pretty little picture. Now, put a boy on the starboard side, leaning out at the rail. Next to him, put a blushing bride, slim and slender and starry-eyed. Down below, put a tiny bed. The sun gets pale, the sea gets red, and off they sail on the first high tide. The boat and the bed and the boy and the bride. It's a pretty little picture. Oh my, pretty little picture. How true, pretty little picture, which I, Cedar Little Us, give to you. Feel the roll of the playful waves, see the sails as they swell, hear the whips of the galley slaves. Pretty little picture. well. Let it carry your cares away, out of sight, out of mind. Past the buoy and through the bay, soon there's nothing but sea and spray. Night descends and the moon's aglow, your arms entwined, you steal below. And far behind, at the edge of day, the bang of the bell of the buoy in the bay, and the boy and the bride and the boat are away.
It's a pretty little picture to share, as a little boat sails to sea.
Take a little trip free as air, have a little freedom on me.
No worries, no bothers, no captains, no fathers.
In the ocean an island waits, smooth and sandy and pink, filled with lemons and nuts and dates.
Pretty little picture.
Think, in a cottage of cypress trees, seashells dotting the door. Boy and bride live a life of ease,
doing nothing but what they please.
And every night when the stars appear, there's nothing more to see or hear, just the shore where the lovers lie.
The sand and the sea and the stars and the sky,
and the sound of a soft little satisfied sigh.
All your petty little problems will cease, and your little blessings will flow, and your little family increase. Pretty little picture.
No, no.
Pretty little masterpiece. Pretty little picture.
Now that we have the pretty little picture in our mind, let's go to some of the cast members that are involved.
Right. Well, first of all, our director is Michael Farrelly, and he's directed a lot of shows throughout the state.
Mm-hmm.
He's right now he's a teacher down in Peacedale. I'm sorry he's not able to be with us, but
I'd rather have the two of you.
Oh, thank you. That's too sweet. And we also have a musical director who's Joe Carvalho, again very well known in the community theater world. We have a choreographer, Michelle Gagne Pizzelli. Our stage manager is Emma Locke. Now, for the cast, we have a wonderful cast of characters. Mark Lima, Liz Messier, Tom LaVallee, Becky Kilcline, Anthony DeRose, who is playing Pseudolus. We have Michael Mayo, among others. Oh my goodness, Michael Pugliese. Some of these names are very familiar to mm-hmm. the players and to people within the community theater world.
All right. Well, that's great. Let's keep it rolling and try to get one more piece of music in before we take our next break. This one is called Love.
Lovely.
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 Lovely. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
My name is Hero.
My name is Philia.
Philia.
I am a courtesan, and a courtesan has but one talent.
I'm lovely. All I am is lovely. Lovely is the one thing I can do. Winsome. What I am is winsome, radiant as in some dream come true. Oh, isn't it a shame? I can neither sew nor cook nor read or write my name, but
Philia?
Yes?
Say my name.
Just say your name?
Yes.
Very well. I forgot it.
It's Hero.
Forgive me, Hero. I have no memory for names.
Oh, you don't need one. You don't need anything.
You're lovely
absolutely lovely. Who'd believe the loveliness of you? Winsome, sweet and warm and winsome, radiant as in some dream come true. Would seem tame. Helen and her thousand ships would have to die of shame.
And I'm happy, happy that you're lovely, for there's one thing loveliness can do. A gift for me to share with you.
The Bacher Playhouse is the subject of tonight's program. I'm Mike Mano, and talking about a funny thing happened on the way to the forum at Bacher Playhouse in Providence on Benefit Street, and it's going to run May 10th, 11th, 12th, 17th, 18th, and 19th. And tickets are available. We'll give you that information. But it isn't the largest theater in the country, so don't delay in getting tickets, because I'm sure sometimes they sell out and people get disappointed. Joan, I'm going to ask you to do one more song from Funny Thing Happened before we change subjects. What's this next piece you have for us?
The next piece is Calm, and it's sung by a character named Hysterium, which is a great name, and he is being involved in a plot to dress him up as the young ingenue, and they're going to stage a funeral to pretend that the ingenue is dead while she runs off with the hero. And, of course, Hysterium is anything but calm.
All right, let's listen to it.
Calm? Yes, calm. Mustn't get excited. Calm, calm. I'm calm, I'm calm, I'm perfectly calm. I'm utterly under control. I haven't a worry where others would hurry. I stroll. I'm calm, I'm cool, a gibbering fool is one thing I never become. When thunder is rumbling and others are crumbling, I hum. Mm, 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 mm. I must think calm, comforting things. Butterfly wings, emerald rings, or a murmuring brook, murmuring, murmuring, murmuring. Look, I'm calm, I'm calm, I haven't a qualm, I'm utterly under control. Let nothing confuse me or faze me. Oh, excuse me. I'm calm. Oh, so calm. Oh, so
calm.
I'm calm, I'm calm, I'm perfectly calm, indifferent to tensions and shocks. Unruffled and ready, my nerves are as steady as rocks. I'm controlled, so cool that I'm cold, aloofer than any giraffe. When something's the matter where others would shatter, I laugh. I must breathe deep, ever so deep. Think about sheep going to sleep. Stop and count up to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. When you need a plum
and want to be calm, 'cause life is a horrible dream. Just count up to 10 very slowly, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Hysterium!
Scream.
Now that we found our way to that funny forum, we're going to leave there and go to the next production down the road, which is one of my favorite musicals, I Wanna Be a Producer. And that's going to start about when?
It will run. It's our first show of next season.
Which is a break for us, because usually we do our musical toward the end, at the end of our season. But mm-hmm. now we're going to start our season with a musical.
All right.
And it'll be in October, the beginning of October, or the end of September into October. Okay. And it is being directed by Chris Margadonna. We're really looking forward to this. We will probably have auditions for it probably at the end of June.
Oh, latest. Good. I got a shot at Ula then.
Oh, yes, you do.
Oh, my goodness.
And
yes.
Wonderful you'd be.
A leggy blonde.
Oh, there,
yes.
There you go. There you go.
Yes.
Well, the producers, I know you brought the cast recording from the original Broadway cast.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to listen to a few pieces from that and talk some more about that. So let's get us in the mood, because the first thing that you want to play from there is the opening, right?
Yes, opening night.
It's opening night.
Opening night.
Okay.
Opening night. It's opening night. It's Max Bialystock's latest show. Will it flop or will it go? The cast is taking its final bow. Here comes the audience now. The doors are open, they're on their way. Let's hear what they have to say.
He's done it again. He's done it again.
Max Bialystock has done it again.
We can't believe it. You can't conceive it.
How'd he achieve it?
It's the worst show in town!
We sat there sighing, groaning and crying. There's no denying, it's the worst show in town!
Oh, we wanted to stand up and hiss!
We sing shit!
One of the things we talked about earlier that Joan explained about the membership, but individual ticket prices, should people want to buy them, they
yes,
can do that, right?
They certainly can. For adults, it would be $25 per ticket. And for students with proper ID, it's $15.
Wow. All right.
So it's a great deal.
It is a great deal.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You must be flooded with Brown and Risley students,
we
I would think.
We certainly are. Yeah. We have a lot of those in our audience. Something else, too, that we wanted to mention about Players is we bill ourselves as the oldest little theater in the country.
Hmm.
Because we've been around since 1909, we have been producing 5 shows a year, and that would go through the war years also, when many of the theater companies had to close down because the men were involved in service.
Right.
We were able to draw upon the faculty and the students of Brown University and Rhode Island School of Design. So we were never lacking for men.
Well, there you go. All right. And Joan, those 5 productions next year, do you know what they are?
I do indeed. Well, we're starting with the Producers, as we discussed. And following that, in early December, we're doing Lion in Winter. And in January, the end of January, we're doing The Country House, directed by Alan Hawkridge. We follow that with the women, and as you can tell by the title, all-female show, interesting, directed by Pat Hockridge, as it turns out, his wife. And the last show of the season is a trio of Molière comedies. And the premise is that it's the Dust Bowl in the 30s, in the Depression, and this is a traveling troupe of actors. And they travel around and they do the various shows. So all the actors are always on stage. The set will look like a tent. We're very excited about the whole season.
Sounds like a great thing. And that's, of course, refers back to the fact that if you become a member at the end of this year, you can get all of that included.
Right. Oh, and I did forget to mention that if you're a student, and we identify a student as anyone under 25 and under, membership is only $40.
Wow. Okay.
I know. So
it is a great
deal.
For
students.
All right. We have one more piece of music that we're going to work in here from the producers, which is coming up. And tell us what this piece is.
This piece is one of the ones that I absolutely adore, and it's Springtime for Hitler.
Aha. This is basically the whole Megillah as far as the show is concerned. It's all about this and how they're going to make the show flop.
Flop so they can abscond with money that's been invested.
There you go. Well, I want to thank you both for coming in and explaining the Barker Playhouse to us. Thank you, Joan, for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And Marcia, it was great to meet you and have you with us.
Thank you very, very much. It was
hopefully we'll be able to do this again sometime.
Wouldn't that be great? I'm going to hold you to it.
All right. Check it out. The website one more time is
Players, PlayersRI.org.
PlayersRI.org. All right, we'll listen to a portion of Springtime for Hitler because it's a little bit lengthy, and then we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations.
Germany was having trouble, what a sad story. Needed a new leader to restore its former glory. Where, oh, where was he? Where could that man be? We looked around, and then we found the man for you. Deutschland is happy and decaying. We're marching to a faster pace. Look out, here comes the master race. Springtime for Hitler and Germany. Rhineland's a fine land once more. Springtime for Hitler and Germany. Watch out, Europe, we're going on tour. Springtime for Hitler and Germany.
Look, it's springtime.
Winter for Poland. And France.
Springtime for Hitler and Germany.
Springtime. Come on, the Germans, go into your dance.
Born in Dusseldorf, and that is why they call me Rolf.
Don't be stupid, be a smarty. Come and join the Nazi party.
Mm-hmm.
myself hiled to me. I'm the kraut who's out to change our history. Hile myself, raise your hand. There's no greater dictator in the land. Everything I do for you. If you're looking for a war, here's World War II. Hile myself, raise your beer. Every Hotsy-Totsy Nazi stand and cheer.
Hooray! Every Hotsy-Totsy Nazi.
Hile myself. Told me I was Führer. Germany was blue. Oh, what a what to do. Hitched up my pants and conquered France. Now Deutschland's smiling through. But it wasn't always so easy. It was 1932. Hindenburg was working the big room, and I was playing the lounge. And then I got my big break. Somebody burned down the Reichstag, and would you believe it? They made me chancellor. Chancellor! It ain't no mystery if it's politics or history. The thing you gotta know is everything is showbiz. My show. I'm the German Ethel Merman, don't you know? We are crossing borders. The New World Order is here. Make a great big smile. Everyone sing heil to me. Wonderful me.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.